Rules are important, but in my view, they should guide, not govern our behavior. We need to take a closer look at the creation and adherence to rules in general before we can more fully understand the problem mindless compliance to rules has on our health. Consider a simple low-stakes example. I've been painting for decades, though I've never been formally trained. When I started to paint, I had no idea what the rules were. I didn't even know there were rules. Had I known, I think my own technique would have taken a different form. I am still amused when I go into an art supply store and see the labels indicating which brush to use for which effect, as if there were no other way to achieve it, as if there were a right way and a wrong way. On occasion, I cut the hairs of my brushes to get a novel look. I'd like to think it is this originality, the desire to create something different, a work of art that doesn't resemble anything else, that makes my paintings interesting, at least to me. The novelty might not have been possible if I had rigidly followed the rules. This attitude has defined my artistic style. One of my first paintings featured a boy holding groceries at the top of a distant hill. In the foreground, a woman sits on a bench. When I was done with the painting, I showed it to a few friends. One person commented on my mistake, how the perspective was all wrong, since the boy in the distance was too big. I dutifully tried to fix things, shrinking the boy to make him look more realistic. But then I realized that the flaw is what made the painting worth looking at. In life, as in art, although we tend to praise rule followers, I believe that breaking the rules is often necessary. Too often, we follow rules mindlessly. We buy the right brushes and wear the right clothes and ask the appropriate questions. When we approach the rules mindfully, however, we realize they are often arbitrary and don't make sense. You don't need to use that brush or obey the rules of perspective. It's your painting. It's your life. That's okay with paintbrushes, you might say, but not so with health. Indeed, when it comes to our health, some people are loath to question rules created by doctors or researchers. Who are we to question their authority, we ask? But it's important to remember that many health rules were created with people in mind who were different from who we are today, at earlier times before certain medical advances, and without attention to how much we differ from one another and how we ourselves keep changing. For example, years ago, medicines were tested primarily on young men. This testing produced good data on how the medicine affected young men, but often proved problematic for older women since their physiology is different. Medicine stays in the mature female body longer. Now, appropriately, prescribing doctors take differences in age, weight, and gender into account when they set doses.